Utah has increased the number of refugees it accepts in recent years, intensifying challenges among local nonprofits to provide new residents with housing and health care. KUER's Julia Ritchie reports.
About 1,200 new refugees are resettled each year in Utah through organizations such as Catholic Community Services, which handles almost half of those caseloads. Aiden Batar is director of immigration and refugee resettlement for the nonprofit. He told a panel recently that apartments have been increasingly difficult to find.
So we need more landlords that are willing to rent to the refugees. Otherwise, you know, the refugee communities are pushed to areas where, you know, they can get housing, which is not suitable for them right now.
Batar says refugees forced to live in places without suitable access to public transit or employment opportunities can and do have a harder time integrating. Mara Rabin is medical director at Utah Health and Human Rights. She says healthcare access is another huge obstacle. Refugees receive Medicaid for 8 months and aren't guaranteed extended coverage or subsidies beyond that time. That's problematic, Rabin says, because approximately 1 in 3 refugees entering the U.S. has been subjected to torture.
And some individuals have serious trauma related to their torture experience or other health conditions, chronic health conditions, and then they can't get ongoing care for them. And that creates an enormous stressor because they may have, you know, entry-level jobs, low incomes, can't really afford health insurance, or sort of fall in between.
The state this year passed a scaled-back version of Medicaid expansion that will cover an additional 10,000 Utahns. But that still leaves out tens of thousands that fall into the so-called coverage gap. Rabin has even recommended to refugee clients facing significant health challenges to move to other states that have full Medicaid expansion to receive ongoing care. But that could be in jeopardy if President-elect Trump and a new Republican-controlled Congress follow through with their pledge to overturn the Affordable Care Act. Julia Ritchie, KUER News.